WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Biden's announcement that he is withdrawing from the presidential race and supporting Vice President Harris for the nomination has set off shockwaves through the political system. CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cortez tells us how he came to that decision.
Pressure had been mounting on the president to step aside. A growing number of congressional Democrats called on him to leave the race as the polls worsened. Donations dropped off, and the president himself showed signs of a slowdown, both physically and verbally.
Look at the heat I'm getting, because I named Secretary of Defense, a black man.
On top of all that came the president's COVID diagnosis on Wednesday, forcing him to cut short a campaign trip to Nevada.
The president is still recovering from COVID at his Delaware beach home. There's been reaction from the grassroots of the Democratic Party.
I think it's best. I didn't see him beating Trump. And so it will be interesting to see how all things hash out.
A list of potential running mates for Harris is generating a lot of attention, as we hear from CBS's Weijia Jiang.
There have been many names that have already emerged, including Democratic governors. Roy Cooper of North Carolina, we should point out that they just stumped together on the trail in Fayetteville, North Carolina this past week. Andy Beshear of Kentucky, Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania.
Shapiro immediately endorsed Harris for the presidential nomination. CBS News correspondent Robert Costa spoke with former President Donald Trump about how the race now looks from his vantage point.
He said that this does not change his view of the race, that he is still going to run a campaign against the Biden administration. When I asked him, are you willing and ready to debate Vice President Harris? He said he is not at this moment because he is not sure yet whether she will ultimately emerge as the Democratic nominee.
MAGA Inc., the principal pro-Trump super PAC, says it is already launching anti-Harris commercials in swing states Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. Evacuations are underway in Riverside County, California, as crews battle two brush fires. In Riverside, the Howarden Fire has scorched 500 acres and damaged at least five homes, prompting the evacuations. Ryan Railsback with Riverside Police.
That large area over there where the fire is going on, you know, a lot of dry wildlands. That's some of the obstacles that are firefighters are having to deal with.
The Eagle Fire is centered just east of Corona. It has burned approximately 450 acres, with crews fighting the blaze from the air and on the ground. Several minor injuries have been reported. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. That,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
45 Max Inc. Radio right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal broadcasting from the honeymoon capital, Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. That artist right there, Chesney Clare, not from Niagara. She is actually right now from Las Vegas, where I'm heading, I don't know, 3 weeks from now, I guess. And I believe originally from Louisiana, but what an artist. She started very young, like I think at 8. But Chesney Clare is her name. She is named after Kenny Chesney, the country music star. Make sure you check her out on YouTube and on all of the socials. I promised you last week that this week I would have Evan Rotella stop by, good friend of mine from Niagara Falls, Ontario, and he put out an album in September called Happy to Be Here. Evan Rotella will stop by in about 15 minutes. Susie Corey, Pretty Little Things on the way. But this girl right here, her name is Christy Palace. I met her in Toronto. And originally from Windsor. She may be back in Windsor right now, but a great song, Someone I Hate. Come on, there's somebody out there you hate. I know there is. This is Indie 45, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
If you don't give me what I want, then I'll give you ultimatums. You push me to my limit and I've run out of patience, yeah. So if you don't give me what I need, I'm difficult to know it's true, but baby, I'm a bitch because of you. We're too far gonna fix it if we try to be too late. And I'd rather be without you than be someone I hate. Didn't think it would be too much, asking you to just give me love. You're so tired of expectations, I don't wanna be complacent. Hope your next girl's a vacation. I'm difficult to know it's true, but baby, I'm a bitch because of you. We're too fine, gonna fix it if we try to be too late. I'm difficult, I know it's true, but baby, I'm a bitch because of you.
What's if we're gonna fix it? If we tried, it'd be too late. And I'd rather be without you than be someone I hate. I'm such a mess, I know it's true. Try you and it changed. And I'd rather be without you than be someone I hate. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Oh. I'd rather be without you than be someone I hate. Yeah.
Hey there, I'm country rock artist Susie Corey, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal on Indie 45.
Started out a young girl, a little bit shy. Sparkle of hope in my daddy's eyes.
That is my good friend from Toronto, Susie Corey, Indie 45, Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Canada. We too are local music. And you are listening to local music from someplace else, if you think about it. Perfect segue into this little ditty. Evan Rotella, good friend of mine. He is, how old is Evan? 19, 20, something like that. I've known Evan for some time and his dad even longer. His dad's like my age, which is like, I don't know, 85 or something. Kidding, Dave. Evan put out an album in September called Happy to Be Here. He's got some great musicians on the album, great production. And I'm going to leave it up to Evan Rotella to tell you about his brand new band and his brand new album. Happy to be here. Right here, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Evan Rotella. I put out my first album in September. It's called Happy to Be Here. It's made up of songs I wrote from ages maybe 15 to 18. I'm very proud of the record. We recorded it at Impression Studios with the great Mark Rogers from LMT Connection and New World Sun, and the great Miles Rogers from formerly known Gin the Band and now Pramila. Those two also played on almost every song on the record, Mark on drums and Miles on bass, so I'm very thankful to them for that. I'm also very grateful for the time and effort they put into the album. It meant a lot. We also had some legends and some friends on the album. Dave Ray from Teenage Head co-wrote the song Where I Stand With Me. Stephen Stanley from The Lowest of the Low and the Stephen Stanley Band. We played on the song Yesterday's Gone, as well as some friends like Joe Grushecki from The House Rockers, who sang on Yesterday's Gone. Joe Durso from Stone Caravan, who sang on the song Safe Travels. Jason Federici and Jason Heath from The Greedy Souls played on When I Was a Kid. Joel Parisien played on Wasting My Life Away. Danny Gochner and Joffo Simmons from The House Rockers played on All Right Now. And Bobby Mahoney played on the song Pages in Between. I'm definitely forgetting some people, but I am very thankful to everyone who played on the album, who contributed to the album in any way and meant a lot. And the album wouldn't have been the same without anyone.
Some days are clouds, some days feel just like rain. But you wake up in the morning and it's all the same. Some days I thank my lucky stars, some days I'm howling at the moon. No matter what, I go to bed and pray to God that I'm here tomorrow afternoon. But sometimes I complain about the things that gone bad, about the things that I want, about the things I never had. But I never give thanks for the things that I got, for the people around me and the people that are not. I'm happy to be I don't wanna get out of bed. There's so many things that I don't wanna do. I'd rather be here instead. I'd rather lay right here alone until the blue sky fades tonight. Well, the land is quiet and the sky is dark, but those stars seem so damn bright. So I get out of bed and move on with my day. Forget about the things I gotta do, forget about the things I gotta say. I sing in the mirror, I wash up my face, I tuck in my shirt and I go on my way. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy, just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here.
Feel so done with this town. As soon as I get my shit together, new shit comes around. So I get into bed and forget everything. Forget about the things that I said, forget about the things that I did. Man, I miss mom and dad, but my some days the sun is out and shining, some days it falls like rain. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy, just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy, just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy, just happy to be here. I'm
grass still green, the sky still blue. An old day someday become new. You keep listening to the same song repeat again. You got the same shit on your head in 95. Some reason it makes you feel alive. Those days were good, but those days ain't here no more. The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on, but yesterday is gone. Locking by your bedroom light with pictures in it that you like. You sleep alone, you won't sleep well anymore. And the news just always beats itself. The same thing happened to somebody else. But you keep it on to keep you company. The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on, yesterday is gone. Sky's still blue. I gotta pick myself up and do something new. These four walls seem to be my only hope. You got the same shit on your head in 75. Born to run and kiss the light. Play those records loud, cause Mark can't turn them down.
Turn that damn music down.
The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on. Yesterday is gone.
Everybody, it's Ricky Ragman, the guy that used to be on Headbangers Ball. He's still in the greatest rock and roll club in the world called the Cat House. And you are listening to my friend, Shane Christopher Neal.
Loco from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Weichert Realtors Lake Point is in the heart of Madison's East Side, not just in location, but in the spirit of the community. Weichert shows this spirit by supporting the Wilmar Community Center and Madison's beloved East Side festivals, and is a proud sponsor of Atwood Fest, July 27th and 28th, with the biggest stage right in the Weichert parking lot. Show your support and spirit by joining the Weichert team at Atwood Fest. Just like Madison, Weichert Realtors Lake Point is a home for all. Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Hey, this is Gary Grain from Honeymoon Suite, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
Today.
Is that not a great summer song or what? Honeymoon Suite, Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. The song is called Wave Babies. They are now somewhat of an independent band. They just put out a brand new album called Alive. You can purchase the brand new album, which has a couple of tracks redone from past albums. Rockpapermerch.com. Rockpapermerch.com. All right. Sven Gali in the 90s was a signed band. They didn't do, I don't think, anything in the late 2000s, but they are back together. They are rocking harder than ever. They are from Hamilton, Ontario. Some guys in the band are from Niagara here. And they put out a brand new album last year called Bombs and Battle Scars, an independent album. And they redid a song by Triumph called Spellbound. We're going to get to that. And also Dave Wanless talking about the recording of Spellbound. That up after this one, my good friend Rob Fitzgerald. Get bad boozy, baby. It is summertime. It is Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, right here on Civic Media.
It's a hot summer Saturday night. Me and my friends got a buzz appetite. Gonna party with the boys and girls, making noise and Jack to make you feel alright. PBR sweating me in the backseat, sneaking them back roads all through the county, heading straight into town, windows all rolled down. Gonna get wild, reckless and crazy, singing along. We got daisies in the dukes and redneck dirty boots, getting lit, getting loud till the break of dawn, 'cause that's just how we roll here at our favorite watering hole. There ain't no time like a good time. Put your hands in the air if you agree. We got beer and wine, tequila and lime. Brace yourself for one.
Let's go back to Spellbound for a second. So was that the first song that you guys did together? I see that the Gilmore's in the video as well, which is really cool. So I want you to talk about the video, because it's a great video. And Andy Curran, of course, is involved as well on this. So maybe I'll let you tell the story. But what a great song. And you guys just nailed this one.
Yeah, you know what? We've always had an idea to do a cover record of all the bands that influenced us as we were growing up here in Canada. And we wanted to keep it Canadian. So we have, we did Spellbound was the first one. And we're actually, I can't really talk about the songs, because some of the artists who wrote the songs are going to be playing with us. And we want all that confirmed before this happens. But so we decided that we wanted to do a cover record thanking the Canadian industry for when we grew up. I started my recording career at Metalworks. I met Gil the first day I walked into the building, and we were like mesmerized, and like there's Gil and Mike and those guys, they were all there. And they were so humble and friendly, and Sean was having issues with his bass, and Mike Levine said, here, let's grab this one. They grabbed his rig and brought it into the studio for him. And it's just very accommodating, and it just felt like at home there. And we recorded our first demos were recorded there at Metalworks and in that studio. So we, when we decided to do this song, because it was one of our favorite songs, Andy Curran, our good friend, he was interested along with us on producing a couple songs with us as we were talking about doing some stuff again. So he jumped on a song called Monster with us, which was a great experience with him. And Spellbound, he dove in also. But we were in that studio that time, and we thought, you know what, wouldn't it be cool if we shot the video in the same place this actual first version was ever recorded by Triumph, in that studio. So we asked Gil, and he was down, and he offered to make an appearance with his wife, because Spellbound is about his wife. Hi, this is Dave from Svengali, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
All right, 1984, The Great Triumph track, Spellbound. Sven Galli right there. It is the Indie 45 Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sven Galli, now an independent band here from Ontario. They were big in the 90s. They were signed in the 90s. Put out a brand new album, Bombs and Battle Scars. That song right there, Spellbound, is on that album. You can purchase it, rockpapermerch.com or on the Sven Galli website, of course. Shane Christopher Neal, and if you're listening to this show on a Saturday night, July the 20th, I am currently actually hosting, at this very moment, a sold-out Sven Galli show at Whiskey and Walleye here in Port Coburn, Ontario. My good friend Marshall Dane, his latest single, No Need to Speak, is on the way, but this band right here, I played them last week, and they are taking over the world. They are from Niagara Falls. They're called My Son the Hurricane. They just played out in the UK. This is a song called Parade. It's a party band. It's time to party, baby. Right here on Indie 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
no need to speak. No need for words. You don't need the noise. Know that you're heard. I don't need the thunder to tell me when there's rain. There's no need to speak, 'cause I see what you say. I won't close my eyes. I can see it in your face. I can see how you feel by the love that's in your way. And I love that you can hide. Just these hands of mine, I won't close my eyes. Just know you're heard.
A man who's very fluent in sign language, Marshall Dane, no need to speak. His latest Indie 45, Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. My Son the Hurricane and Parade before that. Shane Christopher Neal, thank you so much for listening to the show each and every week. I do appreciate you. You can reach me, ShaneRadioZero@gmail.com, or you can check out my website. That'd be fun. ShaneChristopherNeal.com. I'm going to end with this one. Her name is Elise Saunders. She is also from Ontario, Canada. She is taking the country music scene by storm down here. It's a song called Dirt. I appreciate you. Have a great week, my friend. This is Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Rumor has it, cops arrested good old Leroy. Nancy's cheating with the pool boy. She found out she might be pregnant. Rumor has it that back behind the church on Sundays, Bonnie's selling special brownies. It's what she does to pay the rent.
It's the he said, she said, airing out your business. Guess folks just love getting it twisted. But behind our white picket fences, we all got dirt. Everybody needs a little work. Ain't nobody's perfect. Living on God's green earth, that's for sure. Yeah, some yards might look a little clearer. Some grass might grow a little greener. But if you dig a little deeper, an Ivy League education, some honorable salutation, but you ain't above speculation. Spilling tea in the kitchen all across the block. Everybody judging everybody's yards. You can fix them up, but underneath them all, we all got dirt. Everybody needs a little work. Ain't nobody's perfect. Living on God's green earth, that's for sure. But if you dig a little deeper, we all got dirt. We all got dirt. We all got dirt. It's on our boots, it's in our roots. We all got dirt. You can't shake it loose, yeah, ain't that the truth? We all got dirt. Everybody needs a little work. Ain't no sure. Yeah, some yards might look a little cleaner. Some grass might grow a little greener. But if you dig a little deeper, we all got dirt. We all got dirt.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic system.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.